This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The monsoon session of Parliament has begun. The session will run until August the 21st and will have 21 sittings. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today administered oaths to two elected and three nominated members of the Upper House of Parliament. The two elected members are Birendra Prasad Baisya of AGP and Kannad Purkayastha of BJP from Assam. The nominated members are Dr. Meenakshi Jain, C. Sadanand Master and Harshvardhan Shringla. The House also paid tributes to seven of its former members who passed away during the interregnum period from its last sitting. Both houses were adjourned till 12 noon amid sloganeering by the opposition members over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m., it paid tributes to eight of its former members. The House paid tributes to the victims of the Pahalgam terrorist attack and the Air India AI-171 plane crash. It also expressed grief over the loss of lives and properties in natural disasters in different states. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and the members congratulated Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla for his successful voyage to the International Space Station. When the lower house took up the question hour, opposition members from the Congress, SP, DMK and others started sloganeering over the various issues. Similar scene was witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also, which led to adjournment of the upper house till 12 noon. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed hope that the monsoon session of Parliament will be productive and filled with enriching discussions, which will strengthen the country's democracy. Addressing the media before the beginning of the monsoon session of Parliament, Mr. Modi said the session stands as a proud moment for the nation, a true celebration of our collective achievements.
मैं इस वास्तविकता को स्वीकार करता हूं कि दल हित में मत भले न मिले लेकिन देश हित में मन जरूर मिले इसी एक भावना के साथ इस मानसून सत्र से देश के विकास यात्रा को बल देने वाले देश की प्रगति को बल देने वाले देश के नागरिकों को सामर्थ्य देने वाले अनेक विधेयक प्रस्तावित हैं सदन विस्तृत चर्चा करके उसको भी पारित करेगा मेरी सभी माननीय सांसदों से उत्तम डिबेट चलाने के लिए शुभकामनाएं हैं.
The Prime Minister said the whole world has witnessed the strength of India's military power. He said in Operation Sindoor, Indian soldiers achieved their objective with 100% success, demolishing the masterminds behind terrorism in their hideouts.
इस सत्र के दरमियान भारत की सैन्य शक्ति को बल मिलेगा, प्रोत्साहन मिलेगा, देशवासियों को प्रेरणा मिलेगी. और सैन्य क्षेत्र में जो रिसर्च इनोवेशन और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हो रहे हैं मेड इन इंडिया डिफेंस इक्विपमेंट बन रहे हैं उसको भी एक बल मिलेगा.
In Jammu and Kashmir's Kishtwar district, security forces resumed a massive search operation today to track down terrorists hiding in the dense Kanku forest. Drones and sniffer dogs have been deployed for the operation. The joint army-police action paused overnight, followed a brief encounter with Hizbul Mujahideen terrorists, including two top ultras carrying bounties of 30 lakh rupees. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, Himachal Pradesh, Telangana and Uttarakhand today. In Himachal Pradesh, monsoon activity has intensified with the Met Department issuing a warning of heavy to very heavy rainfall till Tuesday. In Uttarakhand, heavy rains lashed capital Dehradun, Bageshwar and Rudraprayag since early morning. The water level of the Saryu River has risen due to continuous rain in Bageshwar. The Met Department has issued an orange alert in Dehradun, Tehri, Pauri, Nainital, Champawat and Udham Singh Nagar districts and a yellow alert in the remaining districts for the next 12 hours. In Jammu and Kashmir, an earthquake of 3.1 magnitude hit Kishtwar district this morning. The epicenter of the earthquake was near Kishtwar and the depth was 10 kilometers below the surface. There were no reports of any loss of life or damage to property. And with that, we end this news bulletin.